You've heard us talk about this company before and how much we are obsessed with sleeping in our Helix mattresses. They're so incredibly comfortable.
The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids. And if you're like, okay, well, which mattress do I get? It's very easy. You go onto their website, you take the Helix sleep quiz, and you get matched with the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. And it takes into consideration if you have other people sleeping in the bed with you, some of their preferences too. So Sabrina, you and I both have quite a few of the mattresses, and I just ordered a new version that I've never had before, the Sunset Lux, because Ooh. It's for side sleepers and it's the soft one. So I'm putting that in the guest bedroom so that my guests can choose between if they're stomach and back sleepers or if they're side sleepers.
Look at you.
Like, this is a hotel now.
You're a full service hotel thanks to Helix. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home, which is why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress.
And also, not to mention, the Helix mattresses are delivered in a box and straight to your door for free.
Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/TGOG and use code Helix Partner 20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Everyone.
Hey, how's it going?
I just had a oatmeal raisin cookie and I am just, the day couldn't have started better.
Wow, that sounds great. Also, I'll just let everyone know, I live in a house where construction happens, so there might be some banging. I did not have a cookie. I want a cookie, but I did. So I have, you and I both, when we had the sponsor Fast Growing Trees, we both got plants from there. And I've been impatient about my lemon and my lime trees growing because
it takes a while.
It takes like 3 or 4 years. So I got impatient. I bought a lemon bush that has the tiniest little lemon growing on it.
Oh.
I'll show it once it's full grown.
I do love that some people get like pets when they're pregnant and then they have like, you know, the puppy and the baby. You have your lemons that are growing alongside your baby.
Well, I've been on a mission to replace all the plants that have been killed by the construction zone happening and me having to put my plants outside in the dead of winter. And then they die because they're indoor plants.
Yeah. Can we talk about my cookie again for a second? Okay.
Where'd you get it from?
Thank you for asking. That's exactly what I wanted to talk about.
Great.
Levain Bakery, which I discovered, I think it is a New York-based cookie company, but they've now spread.
Yes. They've recently opened up other locations in the past few years, but it was like going to Magnolia Bakery, you know, like the cupcakes in New York. Like Levain Bakery was the cookies are so big and thick.
It's like cookie cake almost, but it's so good. And I sent you and Brian them.
And when you get it from the store, it's warmed. They're like gooey inside. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah. And their oatmeal raisin cookie is the best oatmeal raisin cookie I've ever had.
Mm.
And I postmated $70 worth of them.
Why, Sabrina?
So I could start my day with them. Well, actually, okay, so they have these cookie tins.
$70 worth of cookies?
Yeah, why not? I get to have one every day.
Because I know you're not going to eat them all. That's what. I know 1.5 is going to be eaten and then the rest are just going to
I've already eaten 3 in the last like 4 days. So
wow,
come at me.
Wait, I just noticed you're wearing the shirt I made you.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah. There it is.
My ability to consume cookies is pretty spectacular. So don't underestimate me. But anyway, I highly recommend. But they do have these like cookie tins, which I love collecting cookie tins. I just think they're really cool. And then you can like utilize them for picnics and whatever. And they had like a collectible cookie tin that was sold out around the holidays. And then I finally was able to get it. So that is also why my Postmates bill was higher, because I got the cookie tin.
Yeah, you're getting the collector's items now.
Mm-hmm.
You're Levain stan.
Yeah. But this is not about cookies. This is a podcast about ghosts.
I was like, well, then what is this about? Because I feel like this is also about cookies now. This is Two Girls, One Ghost.
Two Girls, One Ghost. And we are your ghostesses. That's Corinne. I'm Sabrina. And this is an Encounters episode. And we read ghost stories to you.
Yes, we do. I'm going to start with the one called The Idol of Nightmares Made Me Astral Project Into Other People's Nightmares.
Whoa.
I have not heard about that before.
No.
Hi, ladies. My name is Kate, and I've been listening to you guys for about 2 years now. Please use my name, Kate.
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 I grew up not knowing anything about you guys. I grew up not knowing anything about what you guys talk about. So when I started listening, I was opened up to...
I heard the way I misread it. I grew up not knowing anything about you guys. And I was like, well, I don't know how you would
probably wouldn't and shouldn't. And even now, this is about ghost stories, not about us. I grew up not knowing anything about what you guys talk about. So when I started listening, I was opened up to a whole new world that I didn't know that I needed. I love learning about all of these crazy things that you guys talk about. Yeah. You're so entertaining. You provide so much information, which is so helpful for us newbies. And I've always wanted to submit a story, but I've never had an Encounters to write in until now. By the way, I have no idea what this was, so I do want your opinions.
Interesting.
The day the episode about the Idol of Nightmares came out, I decided to listen to it while driving home from school. I got about halfway through when I pulled into my driveway. I turned the episode off. I only listened to haunted object stories like PTD and stuff like that in the car because I don't want the energy in my home. And I was planning on finishing the episode on my way to work the next morning, but after my dream, I still can't get myself to finish that episode.
Probably for the best.
Yeah. Listen to your own intuition, too.
Mm-hmm.
That night, I fell asleep like normal, all tucked in and cozy with my first 5 layers of blankets because my boyfriend keeps the house absolutely freezing at night, even in the winter. Yes, winter. It's below 30s at night where I live.
Oh.
And why, this feels like me writing a journal entry about Brian.
Why is it so cold?
While I was dreaming, I was overly aware of the fact that I was in a dream state and I knew that I was in someone else's nightmare. I normally have vivid dreams, but I'm never really able to visit other people's dreams or anything like that. So I was really confused. And during this person's nightmare, I was floating next to her the whole time. I didn't recognize her, but she did seem really familiar. And the girl was being chased through the woods by someone with an axe, and she was so terrified. And I was scared too, but my dream self kept reminding me that this is not my nightmare. This is someone else's nightmare.
Whoa.
The girl ran fast, and she ran towards the cabin that had a car in the driveway. And as we approached the car, she noticed that the driver's side door was open, and a man whose throat had been cut from ear to ear was hanging out of the car. There was blood everywhere, and when the girl looked closer, she saw that the car was made out of bugs. And she screamed so loud, she fell to her knees, and it seemed like she might have known the guy or something. And I noticed that the man with the axe had caught up to us, and I tried to yell down to the girl to run, but she just couldn't see me. And as the madman swung the axe forward at the girl, I flashed out of the dream. And now I was in a different one.
What the heck?
So weird. Especially being like the observer, like trying to insert yourself into the dream too, but you can't because you're not really supposed to be there.
And also the fact that, I mean, we've only heard one of the dreams, but I'm imagining that every time it's like about to be the death of that person, Kate jumps to another one, which is also similar to like when you are actually dreaming yourself, you usually wake up in that moment. Like you can't die in your own dreams, you know?
True. It reminds me of The Midnight Library a little bit too, that book.
Yeah, that's a good one.
This time, a completely different woman was in a beautiful greenhouse tending to some plants when a man walked in behind her and gave her this big hug. And he told her he was going to bed and to lock the doors when she came into the house. The woman gave him a kiss and then he walked out. Moments after he left, the plants started coming to life and growing at crazy speeds. The woman seemed confused at first and then terrified because the vines had grown over the door and there was now no way out. Again, my dream self kept repeating, "This is not your dream. It's her nightmare. This is not your dream. It's her nightmare," over and over again. The plants started to wrap themselves around her, suffocating her. The Venus flytrap plant grew the tallest and in a matter of seconds, it chomped down on her, closed her up, trapping her inside. I flashed out of my dream and into a completely dark space. And there I was just floating, unable to see, hear, or feel anything. I was trapped in this darkness for the rest of my dream until I eventually woke up in the morning, and I have no idea if this has anything to do with the idol. So if you guys have ideas, let me know. Thanks for reading, Kate.
Ah, springtime vibes are in the air, everyone. And when I bring people into the beauty of my home, gorgeous spring scents and not Leia's litter box. But thanks to Pretty Litter, I can make sure that that is true because nothing beats Pretty Litter's ability to instantly trap odor. It's ultra absorbent, it's lightweight, low dust, and 1 6-pound bag works for up to a month.
Speaking of a 6-pound bag, did you know that Pretty Litter ships right to your door for free? Mm-hmm. So you'll never run out. You don't have to lug these huge kitty litter bags up into your home.
And my favorite part about Pretty Litter is that their crystals change color to indicate early signs of potential illness. And so there was one time where Leia was having trouble going to the bathroom and I saw the crystals change color and it helped me catch a urinary tract infection, and I was able to take her to the vet and get her on medicine quickly.
Pretty Litter's amazing. You have to try it. Go to prettylitter.com/TGOG to save 20% on your first order. That's prettylitter.com/TGOG to save 20% on your first order. prettylitter.com/TGOG. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Kate, I guess my biggest question is, were the people who were dreaming, the dreamers that Kate was inside their dreams, were they aware of Kate's presence or was Kate like a observer, you know?
Yeah. It kind of seems like she's just like a ghost.
What if they're other listeners?
That just gave me so many chills.
What if these are other listeners that listened to the Idol of Nightmares episode that same day?
Yes. And then they have the night, because we've had so many people say, I had terrible nightmares after listening to that story. And Kate didn't finish it. So Kate half entered the nightmare world, but not as the haunted.
It is kind of cool to be able to jump into other people's dreams.
Yeah. Well, it also, I mean, it's just so wild, too, that after being out of those dreams, Kate was just kind of like stuck in the complete darkness, because it makes me think that it was a complete mistake that Kate made it into the dream world like that anyway. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if it's Billy the Idol haunting her in that way or if there was just something. It kind of just doesn't feel like she was supposed to be there.
Right. I can't even like begin to fathom how that works. And Kate, you asked for our opinions and our advice, and we have very little to offer you. And maybe we you should go back to the time where you didn't know anything about us growing up.
Oh, my gosh. Welcome to the world of the paranormal, where answers don't exist.
They don't. We can theorize all we want, but we'll never, at least right now, have the capacity to, like, have an actual concrete answer. And then even mm-hmm. when we, like, fully believe a theory, I feel like we hear something else and we're like, well, it could also be this. And, like, are there just so many right. different types of spirits? And I had this moment, I was looking at Noemi the other day, and I just like had this feeling. I was like, I kind of just see my grandma in her, my grandma who had passed away. But I was like, I wonder if like you can be kissed by a soul, you know, like not like have their entire soul, but like parts of it. If right. energy moves about, can parts of my grandmother's spirit and her energy be placed yeah. inside of Noemi, so that, like, you know, she's still with our family, but I don't know.
Or if Noemi, before she came into this world, like, maybe she was just hanging out with your grandmother. Maybe your grandmother was yeah. taking care of her this whole time. And so part yeah, of know. That kind of rubs off, you know, the certain attitudes, certain behaviors. The more time you spend with someone, the more similar you could become.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Can I tell you really quick? This is going to be a very fast tangent, but what? This morning, my alarm went off at 6:30 a.m., Brian's too, because we need to get going with life. And I was like, how about we snooze it 15 minutes? And he was like, okay. And then 1 minute later, a huge noise happens downstairs on the first floor. And I'm checking the cameras to see if someone broke in. Nothing. We come downstairs. I couldn't figure out what it was. Brian finally points and he goes, oh my God, was that it? And it's hard to... it's kind of hard to see. I'll try to show you. There was like a metal bracket that was hanging up. Uh-huh. And it's basically to put curtains on. Like, it's a curtain rod.
Okay.
that sure. was forcefully removed. So it was like split and pulled down. And I was like, that's weird, because there was nothing on it. There were no curtains. There was no weight. It was drilled in and like anchored.
Also the exact time that you had woken up too.
Yeah. I was like, either the spirits are upset about all the construction that you can probably hear in the background that's about to happen, or they're like, get the fuck up. You don't have time to just snooze your alarm. You have so much shit to do before the construction crew gets here.
That is your own subconscious.
I'm haunting myself from the other side, I think. It's like, don't snooze your freaking alarm. But it is so bizarre, because then I was like, okay, I guess I'll just take the rest off. And to get the rest off, like, you have to, the metal is like, you have to really manipulate the metal and like pull up and over and down. It's not just like a, if you pulled down, it would only make it tighter. So I don't understand.
I do like the idea of the ghost being like, come on.
Yeah.
No time for snoozing. I appreciate that, Corinne, because I know you and it seems like these ghosts know you. And if for any reason today, like, say you did sleep in and you got to the end of the day and you didn't feel like you got everything done, I guarantee you would have been like, it's just because I snoozed the alarm. I didn't wake up right when we were supposed to. So the ghosts are like, they're helping you out.
And then I would have punished myself and been like, well, because I slept an extra 15 minutes today, I'm going to wake up an hour and a half earlier than I should tomorrow to get it done. Yes. But peculiar activity happening over here.
Well, okay. I have more peculiar activity happening in our inbox.
Lovely.
This is split into two emails, but it's from our listener, Kel, and they're just a couple short stories. The first one is a Hawaiian ghost story. Hello, TGOG. This is a story my friend's mom told me about when she was in high school. She has lived in Hawaii her whole life and grew up with a certain legend that in Hawaii, everyone knows. Okay, so there is this very haunted road that is a tunnel that goes through a mountain and connects the south to the east side of the island. The road comes with a very dark history. In ancient times, there was a war and thousands of Hawaiian soldiers were pushed off the cliffs to their death. After that, it has been haunted and many other ghosts, and there are so many legends about it. One of the most popular superstitions is that you can never bring pork across this tunnel. I'm not really sure why, but if you do, bad things will happen. You might get in an accident or you might be paralyzed. I feel like that's not worth the risk.
Yeah. Why do you need pork that bad? You don't.
Get your pork on the other side of the tunnel. So this story is about something that happened when someone traveled with pork. I hope someone tunes in just to that moment.
This is another Valentine's Day episode. We're only talking about pork here. Getting porked and porking.
Big porkers here. So one day, a bunch of my friends' moms dared one of their friends who didn't believe in the myth to drive across this tunnel with a big pig on a spit. They popped it into his trunk and he drove off. A while later, he returned, jumped out of his car with this intense look of fear on his face. He then told them the whole story of what had happened. He was driving down this tunnel when he saw a woman wearing white standing in the middle of the road. He was going really fast and had no time to stop, so he ran right into the woman. But instead of hitting her, she jumped right onto the roof of his car.
Oh my God. He was so freaked out.
He put the car into full speed, trying to lose whatever it was that was on the roof of his car, and he heard a scree noise as this woman dug her nails into the roof of the car and finally fell off because of the momentum of the car speed.
Oh my God. This is like taking the breath out of my lungs. This is one of the scariest experiences I think I've ever heard pertaining to a ghost in a car. Literally attacked.
When he got out of his car, he looked at the roof. Sure enough, there were long claw marks going from the front of his car to the very back. So not Night Marchers, not Pele. Maybe actually, well, I don't know if this is the same island as Pele, but something terrifying.
Oh, man. Don't risk it.
Okay, now here's a story from Iceland.
Oh, okay.
So
opposite side of the world now, heading to Iceland.
Okay, well, this is first Viking ghost Norway and haunted Iceland elves. This is about my trip to Scandinavia. First, I listened to your campfire stories and heard someone from Iceland talking about the ghosts. And I can tell you, when you go to Iceland, you can feel something very intense and very magical there. Everyone agrees with me, and my friend even said, sorry, but you cannot convince me there is nothing magical in these mountains. Would you agree?
That there's nothing magical in those mountains? Absolutely not.
No, that there is something magical in those mountains.
Oh, I was like, why would I ever agree with that? There's magic in the mountains. Magic mountain, Charlie. It's a magical Leoplerodon. Do you remember Candy Mountain?
Of course. How could I forget? So first, a lot of people believe in elves. Not everyone, but there's a good amount, definitely enough to be taken seriously by the government. The Icelanders have been known to protect elves' dwellings. One time, a government official claimed to be saved by elves when he got into a car accident and when they were building a road through an elf rock. Unexplainable problems started to happen as locals protested against the road. So the road was made to go around this rock instead of through it, and then they had no problems after that. When my sister was on a tour, her tour guide wholeheartedly believed in the elves and his own daughter had seen a lot of them. So a lot of people in Iceland have either encountered the paranormal or elves themselves or know someone who has. There's even an elf school. Anyway, on to my personal experience. So I was on a cruise in Norway and we stopped at a place called Nordfjord. Fjord?
Fjord?
Fjord.
Fjord.
Fjord. When I stepped off the boat, I got a weird feeling that told me that I had to get out of there and go back on the boat. But I brushed it off because I didn't want to waste a day just sitting on the boat, so I ignored the feeling. But as the day went, it got worse and worse, and I told my mom that I had to get back to the boat. She said okay, but she wanted me to just hike a mountain, then I could go back with my grandmother. Okay, but before you go back, just hike a whole mountain, grab lunch, grab dinner, and we'll all go back together, is basically what I'm hearing. I have been experiencing a lot more breakouts lately, and it's been really difficult to find skincare that actually works for you. But I'm really excited we've partnered with Apostrophe, the sponsor of this episode. Apostrophe's goal is to help you feel confident in your own skin, whether you're dealing with breakouts like I am right now, or signs of aging like we both are right now, or acne scarring. Apostrophe will help you love the skin you're in.
Apostrophe is an online platform that connects you with an expert dermatology team to get customized acne treatment for your unique skin. And through Apostrophe, you can get access to oral and topical medications that use clinically proven ingredients to help clear acne. You simply go online, you fill out the consultation, they ask you about your skin goals, any medical history that you can provide them with, and then they have you snap a few selfies. And then a dermatology provider will create a customized treatment plan just for you based on all of that information.
Apostrophe offers access to prescription treatments for all types of acne, so hormonal acne, facial acne, back, chest, butt acne. They treat breakouts from head to toe, and it's so simple to sign up for your first visit. And I love how there's access to the expert dermatology team, and you can do it all from the comfort of your own home.
We have a special deal for our audience. You can get your first visit for only $5 at apostrophe.com/TGOG when you use our code TGOG. That's a savings of $15, and this code is only available to our listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/TGOG and click Get Started. Then use our code TGOG at sign up, and you'll get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
The whole time we were on this hike, everyone was in bad moods. We could only talk about like morbid things like cats dying and cat mummies.
Well, I feel like that kind of just is part of it. Like when you're picking up on some weird magical vibes, your brain starts to go to some darker, mystical, odd places.
Or if you just spend time with people like you and I, we often just approach those topics naturally.
That's our starting point. And then we get nicer.
And then you don't want to be with us. So the mountain was pretty far away from the boat dock, and the higher I got, the further away from the fjord I got, and less I felt this awful feeling. But once I started going back down the mountain, that feeling got worse again. So finally I announced I'm going back to the ship. But first, my grandmother was like, well, let's look at the Viking ship museum that's right next to the ship. I took one look at that building and I was filled with the strongest sense of anxiety and fight or flight that I've ever felt before. So I was like, absolutely not. I am not going anywhere close to that building. And I literally started to run away. My dad grabbed me and dragged me across the road into the building, all while I was crying and screaming.
Horrifying.
My dad is a skeptic, literally the anti-paranormal guy. And even if we mention the paranormal, he'll immediately yell, it's all silliness. You're just making it up. So unfortunately, I went into the museum. And it was one of those museums that when you enter, you cannot get out until you literally go through the entire museum. So I start running through the museum. I see horrible graphic things like slaves and human sacrifice, because I learned in this town they had a Viking king buried in a mound. After I got out of that museum, I had PTSD for the rest of the year. And whenever I thought about it again, I would feel that dread feeling rise again.
Yeah.
Finally, after a year, I told my sister about what happened. And she said, "Why didn't you just tell me when we were there?" And I said, "Seriously, I was literally crying and screaming that I didn't want to go in there. And you all ignored me." Anyway, have a lovely holiday. I'll see you on the other side. Kel.
I would be so mad if someone was like, "You should have said something," or "You shouldn't have gone." It's like, do you not remember that I was putting in my full effort to not do that?
But I wonder. Okay. It is interesting, though, because clearly from Kel's perspective, from the get-go, the moment of stepping off that boat in that port, bad vibes. And she told everyone. But I wonder if there was like a weird thing where it didn't translate, or I don't know. It feels like screaming and crying. Your family would remember that.
Yeah, don't you think? Unless there was just like something that came over them where it was just like, yeah, to like pull her in. But I'm just so confused by it too, because part of me is like, oh, well, is she just picking up on the vibes and the energy and the darkness that has happened here? Perhaps she's more sensitive. But then it's like, yeah, why was there so much effort to like bring her forward and keep her there and for it to last?
Usually if a place has such negative energy like that, everyone will feel it. And it kind of sounds like just Kel did, which makes me wonder if there's some past life connection or something that was triggered in her. Because, you know, like the fight or flight, I think, is a fear response and a safety response. So it's like, yeah, it was something triggered.
Right. And there was no trepidation with the rest of the family.
Right. None. Kel, you got to do some past life work. Let's find out.
You do. Also, I love that in traveling, Kel is getting all of these incredible ghost stories.
Yeah. But reminder, do not drive with a pig in your car. No porking.
Don't.
On that stretch of road in Hawaii.
Okay. Sorry. There's probably going to be a bit of background noise while I read this one, but this is called Chills at a Nursing Home. Hi, Corinne and Sabrina. I work at a nursing home and it's been really rough for me this week. I've been dealing with a loss. 5 residents have passed within the past 5 days. So I'm kind of writing this as a way to process. There were some really weird coincidences. I know. So sorry. There were some really weird coincidences surrounding the first resident's death. For confidentiality purposes, we'll call her H, and H had been declining for a couple weeks, so her family came in to visit every day. She and her family were/are very lovely people who staff and other residents adore. If we did admit to having favorites, H would definitely be a favorite of many. Anyway, on to the weirdness. As the dementia coordinator, I get to attend our daily clinical meetings where we discuss our residents and bring up any concerns that we have to discuss them as a group, as a team. Well, this morning in particular, I started to have a panic attack, seemingly out of nowhere. Having had generalized anxiety disorder my whole life, this isn't new, but something felt a little bit off this time. I ran to the bathroom to have some privacy, and I started sobbing, and this went on for a while. Then I finally felt collected enough to go back and rejoin the meeting, and the nurse on the dementia unit announced that H had passed at 9:40 that morning. I instinctively checked the time on my cell phone, 10:01. My panic attack most likely started around the time of her passing. After the meeting, I went to go check on H's family, knowing that they'd come in that morning, as they always had for the past 2 weeks, and they told me another strange thing that had happened that morning. They said that another resident, N, who hadn't been in H's room the entire time she was declining, had come in that morning, and it was the same time that H had passed. N walked in, went up to H's granddaughter, put her hands on her cheeks, looked into her eyes, and said, "I see heaven." They said it was almost like H was communicating through N. I get chills even typing it.
Whoa.
The final two weird circumstances aren't my experiences, but my coworker D's. After the family left, she went in to say goodbye to H. H loved to listen to Barry Manilow, so D pulled him up on Spotify. She hit shuffle, And the first song to play was Let Me Be Your Wings, which she says never plays when she had played Barry for H in the past. Then, later that day, she was driving home and she was listening to Mr. Manilow. Coca Cabana came on, H's favorite, when Dee passed a business called H's Fitness. It's like H was sending us signs that whole day, letting us know that she was all right and she will always have a special place in my heart and in the hearts of many. I hope we get to have a break from all of the deaths this coming week, but I know that we have 5 new beautiful angels watching over our facility. And then this is from Kaylee, but Kaylee sent another update. I had another experience with H. At her funeral, I put a picture in the sunglasses compartment of my car, and I kind of forgot about it until yesterday. I had to drive out of Newport, Rhode Island to get to another town in the state. To get off island, you have to drive over a bridge. One is the Pell Bridge, which is pretty scary when it's windy. I'm terrified of driving in general, but I did have to work particularly hard to calm myself down this day since I was driving to an interview for a job that I'm really interested in. Well, when I got to the car and I sat down, I noticed that the sunglasses compartment, does it have an official name? Well, it was open. Weird, because I rarely remember that compartment is there, let alone use it. But when I reached up to close it, I noticed a familiar and beautiful face smiling back at me.
No.
I think it was H encouraging me and reassuring me that I would be okay. From Kaylee.
Kaylee, I'm really sorry for all those losses, but it does sound so, one, I think it's really special how much you and your coworkers care about these people. I think that's really, really touching. And it's beautiful that they're continuing to show up to you, especially H. The way that, like, H has made their presence so known in so many ways.
Which just goes to show how comfortable H felt there too, right? Because when you're at a unit like this, death is, it's awful to say, but like death is imminent. They see probably almost every single person who comes in will eventually pass there.
Yeah.
And so there's so many different residents, so many different people to have experiences with, but it seems like H just had such a connection with everyone there and cared so much about them and their comfort levels too with her passing that she did put in a ton of effort. But I can't get over her going in and grabbing, like through the that face. Other woman, grabbing her granddaughter's face and saying, I see heaven.
I am really curious what else that family has experienced, because if just the people who worked here are experiencing all of these things, my goodness, I imagine H is really showing up for their family too.
Wow. Okay. Ooh, chills. I love stories like this.
I have another one, and I'm going to admit this totally got me because of the subject line.
Was it a clickbait where people get us in with the title and then it's something else in the body?
It's a half clickbait.
Okay.
The subject line is, my kid had a mac and cheese party with aliens.
Oh, that would have gotten either of us.
Are you guys looking for a really fun way to celebrate 420? Well, with Viya, you can celebrate the right way. Viya's hemp products are the Swiss Army knife of wellness. So if you need to chill out after a long day, there's a Viya gummy for that. Or if you're dealing with stress and anxiety, there's a Viya gummy for that. Or I don't know, if you want to set the mood in the bedroom, get a little sexy and steamy, there's a gummy for that.
Yeah, and their best-selling High Love gummy will awaken your senses. It will increase that blood flow and it will intensify any sexual experiences, if that is what you're looking for.
I had all the girls over the other night. I treated my girlfriends and their husbands to some High Love gummies from Viya. You're welcome, boys.
Viya also legally ships in all 50 states with discreet packaging, and it ships directly to your door. So there's no medical card required. So if you're 21 and up, you can get 15% off and a free pack of award-winning Dream THC and CBN sleep gummies with our exclusive code TGOG at viahemp.com.
Plus, they also offer zero THC products. So if THC is not for you, you can still take advantage of their CBD line with products designed for sleep, focus, and energy. And their products range from 2 milligrams to 50 milligrams of THC. So head to viahemp.com and use the code TGOG to receive 15% off and one free sample of their Sleepy Dreams gummies. 21 and up. That's V-I-I-A-Hemp.com. Cellebrate.com and use code TGOG at checkout. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Celebrate 420 the right way with Viya. Happy holidays.
Oh, yeah.
Just got Sabrina first.
Hello, all. My name is Emily. I am not fond of that name. So please feel free to use that or make one up.
No, we like Emily. It's like in
we like Emily.
Hocus Pocus.
Yeah.
There would be no Hocus Pocus without Emily.
That's
and
so
the black
true.
Flame candle.
Also, one of my best friends from high school's name is Emily, and I love that name. Okay. I found your podcast when you guys did an episode with And That's Why We Drink, and I caught up on their episode, so I was so happy to find you guys, and I will be very upset when I am caught up with you two. Your show makes me wish I had more experiences, but also I'm also happy at the same time that I haven't. So I have two stories. I'm going to start with one about my daughter, who is 8 and will be 9 in a couple of months, and this story starts when she was 2 and truly went all the way until she was 7 or 8 years old. When I first had her, I was living with my mom and stepdad. The house we lived in is one that they had built in a brand new neighborhood. My mom knew and grew up with the people who owned the land before it was bought out to build this new neighborhood. So as far as we know, no one lived or died on this land. However, I've said long before I listened to you guys, this land was probably just haunted because it was the woods before it was a neighborhood.
Yep. Creepy
so
things everywhere.
Knows what happened there over the years. Anyway, one night I'm in the living room sitting in a chair with my back against one armrest and my legs are over the other one. My back was to the wall that had a basement door. My child was about 2, sitting in my lap facing the wall that had that basement door. She just kept looking behind me and would look at me, then behind me, and she would do this several times, all while a smile was growing on her face.
Interesting.
Nothing creepy.
Who are you smiling at, girly?
She looks at me and asks, "Who is that? What's his name?" I panicked. The only other people in the house were my mom and stepdad, who were truly sitting right next to us on the couch. She kept pointing and asking questions. I couldn't quite make them all out before I finally said, "No one's back there, honey." I debated on telling her to ask who it was, but I really couldn't confirm, and I was afraid of embedding something or someone into the home without knowing for sure what it was. My mom and stepdad were just oblivious to this entire transaction. Ever since my child was a baby, she would wake up and stare at a corner in the middle of the night and just cry. I'd freak out and just hope she would stop and go back to sleep because I didn't know what else to do. Then, when she was about 5, we were at my cousin's. It was me, my daughter, who I'll call Kay, my cousin S, and her daughter A. We were all in the kitchen and heard a weird noise downstairs. So I walked out of the kitchen, went left towards the basement, and I was like, I'm not going to go all the way to the noise. I'm not that dumb. I'm just curious. My daughter followed behind me. Hello. Coming up here. Please. Get comfy. My daughter followed behind me, but she went right, which went to a bathroom. And the whole time she was asking, Mommy, what is it? What is it? All the whole time while looking up at the ceiling. Me and my cousin just stared at each other and made up a random reason for the noise. Then, a few months later, we were back at S's house in the basement so the kids could run and play and be wild, crazy minions that kids can be. And S had a balance beam that was floor level. So my child walked over, stood on the balance beam, looked up at the ceiling, then down at the floor, up at the ceiling, down at the floor. And she did this maybe 3 or 4 times before she looked up at the ceiling, almost with disgust, and was like, I know, and then walked away.
Oh, my God. I want to know what conversation that was.
I know.
Called for such sass coming from her in response to whatever was going on.
Like, it almost feels like the spirit was like, don't walk on that. Like, you don't know how to be on a balance beam. Like, you're going to hurt yourself, you know?
I already know.
The whole time, Kay was calling her name and she just ignored me. And another time, she was maybe 5 or 6. We were sitting at a stoplight that was next to a cemetery. And we had been by the cemetery hundreds of times. And then she, out of the blue, says, are those all dead people? The cemetery was empty. So I asked if she meant the gray headstones, and she was like, no. So I'm unsure of what she meant. And I said, well, no, that's a cemetery, so there are a lot of dead people buried there. And she just responded with, that's a lot of people.
Yeah, that is.
The last thing that I can remember at this time, we We had lived in a place there for like 3 years at this point, and we were taking a shower and the bathroom light just went out. You know how the light bulb will turn brown just before completely going out? That's what it did. And then it came fully back on. We had lived there for 3 years and the light never did this or had any other issue. And the fact that it didn't fully go out freaked me out even more. So I rushed us in the shower and had her get out and got dressed while I dried off. Being in the dark bathroom is one of my biggest fears because I cannot handle the dark. And then the dark in the bathroom is by far the worst place to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to stay calm and hurry up because I was afraid of the light going out again when my daughter asks from the other room, "So what time is the ghost going to get here?" I was shook.
"Excuse me?"
I said, "What?" And she just giggled. I go to my room. I'm getting dressed. She's acting very strange and suddenly starts giggling even more. So I stop and I ask her what she was laughing at. And she said, "Your face looks funny in the mirror." So I was like, "What?" And all she responded was, "You can't see ghosts, mommy. They're invisible." I had to step out and smoke. I truly couldn't handle it. She hasn't done anything ever really since then. But she does do things to be creepy on purpose. She's an evil child and I love it. So my second story is a bit shorter. I'm a 911 dispatcher for a small agency in Missouri. I have to explain the layout a bit, but there are two doors to get into the dispatch that are always locked, and you have to have a key card to get in. The officers do not have access to come into the dispatch center. We have a kitchen at the back, which is by one of the doors, and then we sit at the front by the other door. One night, we heard plastic cups hitting the floor in the kitchen. It was the middle of the night, so no one came in, and we would have heard the door unlock. And like I said, none of the other guys have access to the center, so we would have had to let them in. About a week later, it's the middle of the night, and again, we hear the same noise. This time, me and my partner took turns getting up and checking things out. Nothing was out of place. Nothing was on the ground. Nothing had fallen over. But this noise was loud. The second time the noise happened, I checked the kitchen, and the only weird thing was plastic cups on top of one of the lockers, which was in itself. The lockers are slanted, so I don't know how they even stayed there. But I told my partner to go look, and when she did, the cups were gone. She came back, and she was like, "Well, I don't know what cups you're talking about." We go back to the room together. We searched everywhere. Those cups were gone. They could not be found anywhere. What? And nothing creepy has happened since. Thanks for creating such a safe space for stories. Keep up the good work. And since I used the clickbait for my email, I have attached a picture of my cat Marshmallow. This is from our listener, Emily.
Where's the picture of the mac and cheese? Want to see that too?
I'll send you pictures of mac and cheese.
Oh,
I feel like
gosh.
That's a cruel thing to do to you, though, because you can't really eat them.
There's gluten-free now.
I know.
I eat gluten-free. I love her child.
Me too.
I don't know if all of the things like the your face looks weird in the mirror and you don't see dead people, you don't see ghosts. I have no idea if that was her child just trying to be silly, but I enjoy it. I'm probably going to use those lines now in my own life, just at random.
Yeah.
Freak some people out. Walk in the grocery store. You don't see ghosts, do you? Just keep going. Sometimes there are just not enough words for us to give you on this podcast to describe how we really feel about all of you. So we asked Songfinch to create this original radio quality song inspired by you guys, our most haunted friends, to show you how much we care.
Songfinch is so incredible. It lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever. Corinne and I walked through the process. So Songfinch basically has these questions, try to ask who the song is for, what kind of song you want, and then you share personal details about your relationship. And then an actual Songfinch musician, hey, shout out to Effie, who helped create the song for us, of your choice will write, record, and produce an original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Yeah, you can also add your song to Spotify, which is so great, especially with all of the holidays coming up. So whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care about them, you can start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist. And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free. So you and the lucky person
that you gift it to, can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/TGOG and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, which is a $50 value. Again, our URL is songfinch.com/TGOG. Don't forget to share your song with us too, because we want to hear it. songfinch.com/TGOG. And here's a little snippet of our song
for all of you.
You're keeping us alive by telling stories about the dead. Sabrina hopes we get abducted. Corinne really hopes that we don't. But thanks for 7 years of two girls, one ghost.
I mean, it sounds like, okay, it definitely, as a parent, I am sure that sometimes that can be very creepy. But considering that Emily's child had been experiencing this since being a child in the crib, like, I do feel like there's some type of spirit watching over her. And especially with the balance beam situation, it does seem like it's like a don't do it, don't do it. And she finally was like, I know, like she wasn't supposed to do it, you know?
Yeah, I do wonder if it kind of seems like a family member.
Yeah, it does.
It could very well be a familial haunting, or maybe just someone that lives in, like, if they've always been in the same place living, then it could just be someone who's just another kind soul that just haunts the place, that loves having a kid around, good entertainment.
Right. I am curious, when they moved to the place where the bathroom thing happened, like, if the hauntings were similar or if things had died down. But I know she was older at that place, so I don't know if, like, activity had just slowed down, or I don't know.
Yeah.
Leia's eating the feathers that you put on this.
Leia, don't eat them. They're filled with chemicals. I don't think they're ostrich anymore. I think they're plastic from all the coating on them.
I love them so much.
Okay. This is called Wholesome Paranormal Birth Story.
Oh.
Hey, spooky gals. I have a wholesome paranormal story to share with y'all. This may seem unrelated at first, but I swear they all connect. When my mom was 15 years old, her father, my grandpa, he passed away. Obviously, I never met him, but I've heard a lot of cool stories about him as a kid working on his family's farm. Like when he and his friends would ride their horses to other ranches in the middle of the night and tip their neighbors' outhouses. I wish I was as cool as him.
What a nightmare.
All I can say is, nightmare. So glad it was tipping out houses and not tipping cows.
Agreed.
When I was little, probably 3 or 4 years old, I was playing in our living room while my mom made us lunch in the kitchen. As she's making our food, she hears me talking to someone. She comes in and asks, "Who are you talking to?" And I say, "Grandpa." And she says, "Oh, you're talking to Daddy's dad?" And I say, "No, your daddy." At that point, my mom went back into the kitchen and whispered, "Dad, I'm so happy you're playing with S, but this is really scaring me. And you can keep playing with her, but I just don't want to know about it anymore." Well, my grandpa listened. The next week, I was playing in our living room and talking to someone again. And when my mom came in and asked who I was talking to, I zipped my lips. I just stared at her and I refused to say anything. There was no way that I could have heard my mom whisper to her dad the week before when she was in another room when she said it. I don't even think I could have comprehended it at 3 or 4 years old. So now we both believe that I was most definitely talking to and playing with her dad.
Absolutely.
So cool. Fast forward a bit to when I'm in college. While at school, one of my best friends becomes pregnant and she lets me visit her and the new baby the day after she was born. When I get there, my friend starts telling me how labor went for her, and my friend is sensitive to spirits, and the gift does run in her family. All of the women in her family can sense spirits in one way or another, and all of the women with that gift were born with their umbilical cords wrapped around their necks. My brother was too. Is he witchy? And that day, I found out her daughter was born with the umbilical cord wrapped around her neck. Her daughter is a few years old now and is already pointing out ghosts and other things to my friend. Also, while I was in college, I met my now husband. I wanted my friend to meet him because I wanted her approval, to chat a bit about the paranormal. And my husband is very sensitive to the paranormal, and he'll occasionally have premonitions. And as you can imagine, cool. he got along swell with my friend. Fast forward to 2020. I'm pregnant. I'm about at the end of my second trimester talking with my family about my due date, and we're sitting around my grandma's dining room table, and she says, "Your baby may be born on grandpa's birthday." And I had no idea until that moment that my due date was only 9 days away from my grandpa's birthday. There was this very real possibility that she could arrive on his birthday, and it felt like such a special sign for me and my mom and my grandma. And wouldn't you know, my water freaking broke at 3 a.m. on his birthday.
Stop.
I think I became my grandma's favorite grandchild in that moment.
I think you're also your grandpa's favorite grandchild.
Yeah. However, I'd soon learned that my baby is extremely independent. She wanted her own special day. So after 23 hours in labor, she was born the following day.
23 hours.
23 hours. Also, where was your grandpa born? Because maybe time zone wise, with the time zone changes, technically could still
maybe
be born on the same day. My husband and I believe that my water broke on his birthday so that we would know that he was there helping our baby transition into the world. And thank goodness for that, because our baby gave us all a bit of a scare during her birth. She was born with her umbilical cord wrapped around her neck twice. Despite the scare, she's healthy. She's a very happy baby. And we're just anticipating that she'll have some psychic abilities, as her dad does.
Yeah, witchy girl.
Yeah. I'll have to send y'all an update in a few years and let you know if the psychic gene really does run in our family like it does in my friend's family. But until that creepiness begins, you can find me soaking up all the baby hugs and kisses I can get. See you on the other side, S.
S. When was this sent? I want an update.
This was, we might have one. This was sent in August of 2021. Okay. That baby be babbling now. Tell us what they say.
Wait, okay. When we email them back, I'm going to ask for updates. And this is a call to action to everyone. Like, please, if anything new happens relative to a story, even if we've already read it on the podcast, or if we haven't, doesn't matter. We want to know the updates. You can just like reply in that email chain. Like, we want to
know. Reply in the email chain so that we can see what it was in reference to.
Don't leave us hanging.
No, we need to know.
We need the tea.
We've got questions. You guys ask questions about the paranormal and we say, I don't know. But when we ask you questions, you have to give us responses. That's the rule.
Well, because to be fair, we're not asking them for explanations. We're just asking them for more information.
True, true.
So do it.
Seems fair to me.
I really believe not only is S, but like S said that their partner has psychic abilities, but like which one? I want to hear about those. But then S, I feel like also has some openness to the paranormal given how many times she saw her grandfather growing up.
I know.
So you're going to both pass something down.
Seriously. It does feel like one of those things where S is just there. I mean, obviously she has her own experiences. But it also feels like she's pointing to everyone around her being like, wow, they're psychic. They have all these abilities. And it's like, did you ever think that maybe you're attracting the people around you, like one of your best friends and your husband, because you're the same way? Like, you're all together in this openness.
That's a good point. That's a good point. You're making your own little coven and you didn't even realize it.
Beautiful.
Well, that was a nice one to end on. How sweet. I hope that we have some updates about a creepy kid and... Mm-hmm. Until then, we want all of you to email us, send us your paranormal encounters, your hauntings, anything that's you've experienced, or your friends, or your family, or your neighbors have experienced. Email it to us at twogirlsoneghostpodcast@gmail.com. And make sure to rate and review us on iTunes. And if you would like episodes 1 week early and ad-free and bonus episodes and campfire stories every Tuesday, join us on Patreon. There's so many benefits. It's just one tier. You get access to everything for $5 a month.
Shout out to Jamie, who edits our audio and our video episodes that are over on YouTube and on our Patreon, 1 week early and ad-free. And shout out to all of you guys for being creepy and coming back every week and listening and sending us all of your haunted tales. We love you. We appreciate you. We do hope we see you on the side, but if we do not, we will
see you on the other side.
Very spooky.